Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield the harvest through perseverance. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him. Others were saying, he is Elijah. Still others, he is a prophet, than any of the prophets. But when Herod learned of this, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He had been raised up. Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married John. John had said to Herod, this is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you. He even swore many things to her. I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? Her mother replied, the head of John the Baptist. The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made a request. I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in the tomb. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Herod was against his conscience to order the death of John Baptist. We can see to witness truth, we can meet lots of adversaries. We need the courage. We need John the Baptist to pray for us. We need Jesus to accompany us. During the daytime, many times we have to live the truth, speak the truth, and live the truth. It's not always easy. We need this Holy Spirit to give the strength, the wisdom to do the best. We ask John Baptist to help us to always live the truth in our life. even a persecution? Obviously, yes, to the will of God the Father.